All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are going to finish Shemir Tzashem this morning. Os Samech Beis. I apologize. Yesterday on the chat, I sent out Samech Gimel, which was the first PDF I sent out. So we'll Shemir Tzashem begin that tomorrow. But for this morning, we're going to do the second PDF I sent out, which was the last concluding paragraph of Os Samech Beis. So remember, again, over Os Samech Beis, what we've been privileged to see is the Rebbe developing the spiritual DNA of Am Yisrael, highlighting this idea that different people throughout our history have really mastered certain traits, passed those traits onto their family, their immediate family, and then ultimately, again, those traits become the purview of general Klal Yisrael as well. And you begin to go through these traits, you begin to see that if one is able to inculcate within themselves these particular traits, one creates the totality of a spiritual personality. So remember again, so we had, whatever, we're not going to go through all of them again, you'll do your chazara, but you'll see that again, each of these traits in their own way represents something unique and beautiful in the spiritual tapestry of Am Yisrael. So the Rebbe ends off and he says something quite beautiful. He says, V'chalukas, he therefore says as follows: V'chalukas kol mishpachos hashvatim lebati avos shemefurash b'torah, hu kifi chalukas hamalos hamiyuchados lahem b'shleimas hamidos. So the Rebbe says that, you know, it's interesting because so many times in the Torah, Am Yisrael is divided by families, by bate avos, by mishpachos. So of course, that's nothing new to us. But the Rebbe says that embedded in this idea of being divided by families is also representative of the fact that different groups possess different midos. Different groups possess different midos. Shezacha biyichud v'pratas kol av shal kol mishpacha mishpacha shenizkar Hashem kimo chanuch falu chatzron v'charmin v'chadoma v'hasig b'shlemos mida misuyemes unitala ukinah lan chila v'zara acharav. So the Rebbe says, the way it works in most mishpachas, when the Torah goes out of its way to highlight this family and that family, because generally, families inherit the traits of their familial ancestor, which means that different families really personified or excelled in different areas, different midos, different areas of ruchnius. Omize, heimnasu l'chalukas akidos, v'sios anoshim shonos b'Yisrael, ba'ofen darcheihem ba'avodas Hashem. We'll say this is incredibly beautiful. The Rebbe says, so we'll say, let's think about this in just a moment. So Yosef, right? So remember again, the Midah of Yosef is Yosef was a tzaddik. So he spoke about the idea that the Midah of being a tzaddik is the ability of someone who's able to maintain a heightened sense of morality, even when being bombarded by temptation. So the family of Yosef excelled in that midah. David HaMelech, family of David, were chassidim. Okay, not chassidim like Barab Tzadik, right? But they personify the midah of chassidus, which means the ability to be fully and wholly embedded in avodas Hashem, in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we'll say, think about this just a moment. So imagine that the offspring of Yosef and the offspring of David get together. They get together. Are they the same? Are they the same? No. No. So who's better? Who's better? They're both wonderful. They're just different. They're just different. So Reb Tzadik Rebosei is going to highlight something absolutely incredible, which is sometimes we make the dramatic mistake of thinking that the goal is conformity. The goal is conformity. Everyone should look the same. Everyone should be the same. Everyone should act the same. But in fact, that's never been the goal. Right? So I say, think about it. What did we just learn? We just learned that all of our great people throughout history personified different midos. David didn't have the midos of Yosef, and Yosef didn't have the midah of David, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the midah of Yaakov, and Yaakov wasn't Moshe. Everyone personified their own particular midah, and they passed those midos on to their children, which means that their mishpachos developed differently than one another. And the Tzaddik says, so what's the takeaway message? He says, Eluhim Yoser Bale Mida Misuyamezu. So certain families were stronger in a particular area. kigon halaviyim b'midas hatara shebohem ve'ilu ha'achirim chafetz mioser b'midazu. And other families, right, were more proficient in different midos. Kigon b'nei Yosef she'ikar avodasam hebishim, as I mentioned before. For example, children of Yosef. Children of Yosef, again, ultimately tzaddik, so morality, they were stronger in this particular area. On them, kol achos mima'alos elu hiamitis. I'll say, what does he say? Every one of these milos, they're true. In other words, we'll say, to be clear, Reb Tzadok, when he was going through the order, I'll say, I want to be clear, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he order the midos? How did he order them? In chronological order, right? He wasn't ranking, this is more important, this is less important. They're all great. He puts Moshe at the end because Moshe Rabbeinu personified a different type of midah, the midah of Talmud Chacham, which was just different than anything else. But he says, they're all amitis. V'yish l'chol ish v'yish Yisrael, shaychus al kulon. Now, Rabbos, remember again, when we learn this, we have a shaychus. Remember, because the way this worked, Reb Tzadok said, is that in the beginning, the person personified the midah. He then passed it down to his children, but then it becomes the purview of all of Klal Yisrael. So when we learn this, this is really exciting because I look at this and I say to myself, okay, so what do I want to work on? Maybe I need to be a little bit more of a Yosef. Maybe I need to be a little bit more of a David, a little bit more of a Moshe. What do I need to work on? But they're all shaykh to me. Elu shebehis pashtusan bebanim Boltos Milozu, Yoser Bekas Achos, Umala Hervis Boltos, Boletas, Yoser Bekashnio. So we'll say, and again, when you look around the world, when I say look around the world, you look around Am Yisrael, different people are stronger in different areas. This is an incredibly important yisod. No one is strong in all areas. And not one of us. In other words, what Reb Tzadok is saying is, is there anyone who possesses all of these midos? What's the answer? What's the answer? I think the answer is you could possess all of these midos, but you don't. No one possesses all of them with the same level of intensity. In other words, it's human nature that we gravitate towards certain things and we excel in certain things. So can I have a little bit of all of these midos? Absolutely. Absolutely I can. Do I become proficient in all of these midos? Most probably not. Most probably not. He goes on, Uli olam tachlis kulam, but he says that's okay. He says again, Elibis pashtusan bebanim boltos boletes malazu yoser bekasachos umala cheres boletes yoser bekashnia. Right, so ultimately, again, you'll find these midos coming out in different ways, in different groups. Uli olam tachlis kulam lahagia lishlemos. We'll say, what's my stated goal? Right? My stated goal is to try to become proficient in all of these areas. Right? That's my goal. Will I reach the level of proficiency in the same way by all of these goals? Probably not, but that's okay. Sometimes we'll see you have to have goals, even if you know that you're probably not going to fully reach them, you still have to have them. He goes on, he says, V'lochein Amru Chazal, this is beautiful. Amru Chazal, Al kol ha-machlokis she'ish b'chol ha-doros b'imchach mei ha-Torah b'Yisrael, hanovaz mechiluki nafshoseihem, u'ma'alos ha-nefesh ha-kayamos b'zeh yoser mizeh. So we'll say, this now gets even more incredible. Reb Tzadok says, when you look in halacha and you find machlokis, you find machlokes, and again, that's going to be very much the topic of the next os as well. You look at machlokes. The Tzaddik posits, where does machlokes come from? A machlokes l'shem shemai. Remember again, this is very apropos, right? This is last week's parashas Korach. There's machlokes l'shem shemai, machlokes l'shelo l'shem shemayim. When we speak about machlokes l'shem, real machlokes, like in the Gemara, you read a machlokes. Where does that machlokes come from? So also, the Tzaddik posits that often machlokes comes from because people see the world in different ways. Because Abaye might be proficient in one midah, and Rava may be proficient in a different midah. And that midah shapes your world view. So I will say, a machlokes l'shem shamayim means two people, each coming to the table with a proficiency in a different midah of the midos we discussed, and therefore seeing the world through that lens. Are they both correct lenses? Are they both correct lenses? Absolutely. But they're different. And the Reb Tzadok posits, That's where machlokes comes from. He says, Amru Chazal kol machlokes sheish b'chal doros chamei zeh Yisrael halavas michiluki nafshoseyem umalos hanefesh hakayamos bazeh yosem izeh v'elu divrei elokim chayim v'hakol emes. See, Rabbi say about certain type of machlokes, we say elu v'elu divrei elokim. You have to be careful with this because, you know, it's a beautiful idea of elu v'elu. Yes, these words and these words are both the words of the living God. We're going to see that in the next os. That was how the Ribono Shel Olam described the machlokes Shammai and Hillel. It doesn't apply to every machlokes, right? To be clear, sometimes there's a machlokes and one person is right, there's one person is wrong. Not everything is always right. But often when it comes to machloksim, as we see in the Gemara, we see elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Yes, these are both correct. Let's see, how could it be both correct? Come on, it doesn't make any sense. Elamai says of tzaddik, because when both people see the world through beautiful and magnificent midos like we've described, but they're different, often their conclusions are not the same. Yet they can both be correct. Now, obviously, again, in the realm of halacha, you have to choose a path forward, right? You can't accept everybody's opinion. You do have to choose a path forward. He says, "Va'kol ames me'achar shekol page kufnun dalit me'achar shekol Yisrael zera kodesh v'gai kodesh v'kol machlokes b'neihem hurak ich la'avodes Hashem." See, I will say again, I happen to think this is just such a beautiful insight. Because a lot of times you see machlokis in the Gemara. I'm talking about Gemara right now. Where does the machlokis come from? Reb Tzadok posits that machlokis comes from the fact that one Tana brings to the table one particular midah. Maybe he's a David. And the second Tana, maybe he is a Yaakov. And because that's the midah they excel in, and that's the midah which shapes them, that's the midah which creates their worldview. That's the midah which creates the lens through which they see the world. And therefore, again, even when arguing halacha, that's how they're going to see their reality. Who's right? Who's right? They're both right. They're just coming from different, correct, beautiful, and spiritual perspectives. That's the elu divrei Elokim chayim. You're both correct because you're both espousing midos necessary for Klal Yisrael. That's some of machlokes. But I also said, I think what Reb Tzadok also teaches, and with this we'll have to conclude, is this idea that we've just seen the smorgasbord of midos. Reb Tzadok, and I want to point out, you'll say to yourself, well, aren't there so many more midos in the world of midos? Yes. Reb Tzadok is highlighting over here the primary categories. I think if you delve into this more, you'll find that within each of these categories of midos, there are more subdivisions of midos. But Lameisa, these are the primary categories of midos. And Reb Tzadok says, although the goal would be for everyone to possess all of them, most of us end up becoming proficient in specific areas. And this is important, first of all, to figure out what area you want to focus on. We'll say, I think part of our avodah is now that we've seen these midos to figure out, okay, what do I need to work on? Who do I need to resemble a bit more in my life? And I don't think it's one choice for the rest of our lives. I think it's one choice for now. And then halavai, when we go ahead and we feel we've reached a level of accomplishment in a particular area of midos development, then emir tzashem, it's time to move on to the next thing. And so on and so forth, we make our way through the olam hamidos, working on ourselves one time after another. In terms of Klal Yisrael, it's so important to recognize that our goal is not to be the same. It's very important, because often we think that achdus demands conformity, but that's not true. Achdus means that everybody should become the best version of themselves, and everybody should develop the midah that they feel speaks to them most. And there's no one that's more right, there's no one that's more wrong, because absolutely everyone is fundamentally necessary, and each of the midos are fundamentally necessary as well. So we'll have to stop over here for today. There's so much more to talk about on this, but we'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up a Mir Hashem tomorrow in Os Samech Gimel, building on this idea. You're going to see that the Rebbe takes it in a dramatically different direction. Also, I'll just also say, and I don't know if I ever mentioned this, you know, the learning this Sefer in the morning is so important and so powerful. You know, Reb Tzadok never had children. Tzadok did not have children. So just understand that when we learn the Rebbe's Sefer in the morning, you know, we become his spiritual children, giving nitzchias to his neshama, giving nitzchias to his Torah. So it's an incredible way, not only to benefit from his Torah, but halavai mirzun to benefit his neshama as well. Incredible zuchos. All right, so we'll stop here.